The late General Paulino Matip was the deputy commander-in-chief of the Sudan People's Liberation Army, that is the SPLA. He was a part of the other armed group. When he signed an agreement, his forces were now absorbed into the SPLA, and as a result of that peace agreement, he became the deputy commander-in-chief. He has worked so hard for the unification of all our people. He was an individual that enhanced reconciliation and unity among the people of South Sudan. He has been ill for some time. He was diabetic and hypertensive. He had received previous treatment in the United States. He was again taken back to Nairobi in Karen Hospital, where he was undergoing treatment on his way to the United States again when he died 2 a.m. in the morning. We have declared mourning for him. The body will be received Friday morning from Kenya, in which national funeral services for him will be made at the government level, and then he will be taken to Unity State, where he comes from, and taken to Mayom, his hometown, where the family had requested that he should be buried. He is a great loss indeed, and a true son of the Republic of South Sudan.
He switched sides a number of times during the civil war with Khartoum. He switched from the SPLA to Khartoum and then came back to the SPLA.
In the beginning of the struggle of the SPLA 2005, he had joined Anyanya II. And Anyanya II was in collaboration with the Khartoum government at that time. And then after that, during the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, then he decided to join the SPLA because he believed he was also fighting for the independence of the South, of the Republic of South Sudan. Since the independence has been achieved, there was no reason for him to be fighting the SPLA. So yes, he shifted sides, but he had always maintained respect for whatever agreement he had. He had always respected his word, and that's why he has a lot of respect among South Sudanese.
Do you think his death is likely to have any implications for the unity of the South Sudanese armed forces?
Not at all, because his armed group that came with him is a part of the SPLA now, both in the leadership of the SPLA as well as in the general officer corps and personnel corps of the army. Now, it will make no impact at all in terms of people dividing up, because people will have to respect the decision he has taken since he has that great influence in bringing the people of South together. And I think everybody will be committed to his vision that we should always be united to protect and develop our country. We don't expect any repercussions of division whatsoever.